Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on April Colbert, C-O-L-B-E-R-T. Address is 3262 State Highway 45, Glen, California, 95943, phone 530-282-3564, ID is XXX XXX 8984, date of birth is 4/26/1960, 61-year-old, married woman. Pharmacy is CVS. It's addressed to Mark Allen, PA, Orland, 1361 Cortina Drive, Orland, California, 95963-2402, 530-865-3400, fax 530-865-3386. The clinical indication, history of short-term memory problems. Dear Mark and professional colleagues, thank you for referring April Colbert for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. April gives a clinical history of having increased symptoms of forgetfulness for persons and patients' names noticed during the last year. New paragraph. She denied a history of having headaches or head injuries or other significant problems. New paragraph, she does report some symptoms of dysomnia. Subparagraph, her husband reports that she snores at night and thinks that she needs a CPAP like his. New paragraph, she denies she does report increased somnolence and sleeping during the daytime in consideration of extended sleep hours. New paragraph, she was recently evaluated at the hospital with symptoms suggesting a possible TIA. Subparagraph, by her report, the diagnostic evaluation, including laboratory work, CT, and MR brain imaging, were all unremarkable and non-contributory, and the etiology of her symptoms was not determined. New paragraph, she gives an additional history of having some leg cramps for which she takes a calcium supplement at bedtime. New paragraph, she also has chronic low back pain that pesters her. New paragraph, she gives no history of hypertension or other serious problem. New paragraph, her neurological examination today is entirely unremarkable except for the presence of significant bilateral palmar-mental responses suggesting frontal lobe dysfunction. New paragraph, in consideration of this history and these findings, I'm having her doing the following. This is under recommendations. Number one, she'll complete the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires for return and review. Number two, we will obtain a home sleep test through NorCal Respiratory Shasta Sleep Services for exclusion of sleep-disordered breathing and sleep apnea that we'd be contributing to her presentation. New paragraph. We will schedule her for high-resolution 3D neuroquant brain imaging and open systems imaging for evaluation of any identified brain dysfunction that might be contributing to her clinical symptoms. New paragraph, based on her history and findings, it would be my impression that she probably has an underlying sleep disorder contributing to her cognitive impairment that most likely will be therapeutically responsive. New paragraph, I will certainly consider more advanced laboratory testing when she returns with further information. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report then and sign with my professional signature.